you have your Bibles, if you could turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 33. We're going to look at this text, and we're going to look at verses 12 through 23. I want to read for us, but I really want us to gain a perspective of what is happening here, because in chapter 32, we understand that the Israelites, as Moses was talking to God, began to build something, and they built a golden calf that they desired to worship at that time when Moses was out of the way, when he was talking to the Lord. And basically, they began to worship it, but you know, God understood what was happening. He was like, you know what, Moses, you need to go back down from this mountain because we got some stiff-necked people that are down there. That's what the words he used. And so basically, he was not pleased with what was happening. He was very upset with what was happening. And I want us to gain a perspective on that, because what we're about to read hopefully will enlighten us on certain aspects as well. But if I could read verse 12 through 23, it goes, Moses said to the Lord, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me with. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your way so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause my goodness to pass in front of you. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on who I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my goodness passes by, I will put you in the cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. And this is God's word. You know, as we look at this text, let me just kind of give you some understanding and perspective of what we walked in Uganda. It was very unique. What we were able to see is very loud and boisterous people that were worshiping with passion, witnessing the works of the Lord, but yet as they were doing so in a dynamic way, they would just cry out to the Lord, and you see this need and dependence on God and this pursuit for God. It is unique to see that. It's not saying that we don't do the same thing in this context in our culture, but it's very unique in their lack, in their poverty, in the things that they're walking through. There is this dependence that they have in the Lord that is very boisterous and very demonstrative in how they express. But you know, there were some conversations that we had with some bishops, some leaders, some pastors that kind of confirmed to us that, you know, there are times where people also come into the presence of the Lord. They leave their homes, they walk miles so that they can come into a service. And yet, you know what? They are seeking the Lord for his healing. They're seeking the Lord for transformation. They're seeking the Lord for his providence. They're seeking the Lord for his provision mainly. And they're seeking the Lord for all the things that come from God. But at times, the problem can be they were not seeking after God. They were seeking the blessings of God. You know what I mean? Has anybody ever been met in a situation where we have pursued potentially the blessing of God more so than God himself? Have we seen that operated in our culture, in our time? it was unique as this conversation started to erupt. We started to think about the things that happen not only in Uganda, but we think about the things that happen here. And sure, we may have a lot of resources. Yes, we have a lot of wealth within this country. Yes, we have a lot of wealth within the city of Plano, but sometimes there are things that we feel that we're lacking that we need to pursue. Some of us need to pursue jobs because we need to work, right? Some of us are pursuing homes for our lives because we want to live in it. Some of us are pursuing the family schedules and so many other things that are out there. But at times, the distractions that come around us, we can find ourselves pursuing the achievements, pursuing the jobs so much that we neglect this relationship with God that He so desires to have with us. Are you tracking with me? There are so many things that are out in this world. There are so many distractions that can have us go a different direction than what we need to go. But here in this text, I want us to get up to date. As Moses is talking to God, he is actually starting this process of interceding on behalf of the Israelites who have made a very great big error as they were worshiping a golden calf, an idol that they were starting to pursue. And here Moses is understanding, listen, I see what is happening, Lord. I understand that you're upset, but please, please, please hear me out is basically what he's doing here. See, if we're going to write anything down, I need us to understand this in the first thought. We have to understand it is vital to pursue God's presence. It is vital for us in our daily expression. It is vital for our day. It's vital for our future. It's vital for our purpose. It's vital for every interaction that we have in this world. It is absolutely vital to be in the presence of God. Can I get an amen on that one? See, in Exodus 32, as I expressed earlier, Israel had worshiped the golden calf, and God's anger had really burned because of it. Moses intercedes, as we start to find, but before he intercedes, God says something in Exodus 1 and through 3. He expresses to Moses, God says, I will send an angel with you guys. I will give you the land. I will give you the victory. The only thing is, I will not go with you. See, for a lot of us, if we were to hear that in the context of today, some of us pursuing the promises, pursuing the achievements, pursuing the things that we so desire and so want, may take God up on that. I will take the angel, Lord. Yeah, that sounds good, because if it fixes the need right now, I'll take it. Some of us may pursue that action that, hey, there's victories. I will take the victories right now because I need victories right now. But Moses was a little bit smarter than that. He understood that there is something about walking with an angel versus walking with God. Can I get an amen on that one too? See, he understood there's a God that walked with the Israelites from Egypt now into a place that they're at. They were living in slavery. Now they're living in a moment of freedom. And as they were living in this moment of freedom, they began to look at other things, have affections for other things. And I wonder in our daily expression sometimes if that happens to us. But we have to recognize it is absolutely vital to pursue God's presence. And hopefully Moses' example can be an example to us and how we are to express through our day. You see, in verse 12, he says, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send me with. See, he's appealing to God and his covenant and his faithfulness. He says, remember, this is your people. This is your nation, God. And in verse 14, he says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And see, in this understanding, in the Hebrew word, in the original context of that word, it literally means his face will go with us, meaning the very essence of God will go with him. He will go. And that's what Moses is asking for. He's asking for his face, for his whole self to go with him, not an angelistic host and not an angel. He wants God. And you know, as we even look at the word rest, we have to understand it is a covenant with him and the people for security and peace. He is going to walk with them and give them rest and peace. And that's why we see in verse 15, which is so unique from what we find in the first three verses, I will give you the angel, I will give you the victory, I will give you the things, the promise that I have promised you, but I will not go with you. And Moses in verse 15 says, if your presence does not go with us, don't send us up from here. He says, Moses is trying to say, God, I can't do this life without you. We, the people, cannot do this life without you. Yes, you may give us the land. Yes, you may give us the promise, but our future absolutely needs you. And I think for us in our context today, we need his presence in our lives, guiding us and leading us, not only for the moments of today, but the moments even for our future. We need him in every aspect of our lives. We need him because Moses is pursuing something so deep here. Yes, he has seen God move in so many miracles, but understand, Moses is not looking for more miracles. He's not looking for the power of God to be seen upon all of them. He wants a deep relationship with God. He wants God's whole self. He wants to understand him. He wants to understand how he should live and how he should walk. He wants to understand how God speaks and how God has compassion, how God has mercy. And I hope for us today, as we leave from here, we have that same mindset. I hope today, as we leave here today, that we walk with the mindset that I want to leave here, understanding that I have the Lord who lives inside of me. I have him, and I want to acknowledge his presence and his leadership. I want to get to know him in every aspect of our life. What does that mean sometimes? Because I think the temptation for some of us is that we can go chasing so many things, that we can chase promotions but neglect his presence at work. We can build homes but forget to invite his presence into the home. We can pursue ministry and growth in ministry, but sometimes we can forget to ask, God, are you in this? There are things that we can get invested in by being distracted by the pursuit of some other affections out there. But really what Moses is giving us in this example is, may our affections be on God himself. On God himself in everything that we're walking through and everything that we're going through. God, if I'm walking through this, may I walk through this because I am with you. As I'm suffering in life, I suffer understanding that you are with me. As I walk through the troubles and the pain in this world, as there's so many, I understand I'm walking with you. Because even as Jesus illustrates to us in John chapter 15, verse 5, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. See, Moses said, if you don't go with us, we can't move. In this context that we understand Jesus speaking in, if you don't remain in me, you can do nothing. It is interesting how we see the parallels in what we're reading. It's like, you know, for some of us, getting into his presence is a really, really big deal, especially for our daily experience in this world. It's like buying a brand new phone, but having no charger. Has anybody ever bought that before? As many updates as they have, sometimes there's a new charger and you're like, why did you change the charger? But at the same time, if you go with that phone, turn it on, it won't last very long. It will die out. And so it would be of us, if we are to walk out in this world without the presence of God, we may die out just like that phone. And that's why it is so important for us to interact and get to know him and experience this understanding through the scriptures that we read, that there is a heavenly presence that is always available for us. You see, we have to really understand, if the second thought is, God's presence reveals his heart. It reveals who he is in essence. It reveals the direction he wants to move. He reveals it through his Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. You see, in verse 17, God reassures Moses saying, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. In verse 18, Moses actually says to God, he said, now show me your glory. You see, for Moses to even ask that is a very bold ask. That's a very bold ask to ask of the creator of the universe. Show me your glory. You see, Moses had seen the plagues in Egypt. He had seen the Red Sea split. He had seen manna from heaven. He had seen the water come from a rock, but he wanted more. He didn't want more miracles. He wanted God himself. He wanted to see God. He wanted to understand God. He wanted to understand who is sending him with all these people. How is he to lead? He wants to understand why he's going, and the why comes from whom he is serving, who we understand to be Almighty God. That's what Moses was going after in essence. He wants to see his glory. He wants to see his weight and essence and majesty, the fullness of God's being. See, Moses isn't saying, God, prove yourself to me with power. He's saying, God, reveal yourself in person. And here's the thing. He's not doing a ritualistic act that we have to follow in and do the same things. He is trying to get God's attention to see him and him see God. It's like Jesus saying in the multitudes, preaching in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. See, it's not chasing the stuff, it's chasing him. It's not chasing the materials or the resources that are all around us that can distract us all the days of our lives if we are not careful. It is about chasing after him, getting into his presence. See, Apostle Paul even says it in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. He says, I want to know Christ, not just what he does, but who he is. And I pray that that is the cry of our hearts as well. Here, our prayers, I pray that it doesn't ever become superficial or maybe what we call a shopping list for God. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. I hope that's not the consistency of our prayer life. I pray that it's deeper than that. I pray for all of us to dive deeper in knowing who he is, knowing what he's about. And hopefully we can get to that place as we look into scriptures. You know, I don't know if you have a friend like me, not just like me, but there are some friends that maybe we have. And some of those friends, they may call when they only need something. Has anybody had a friend like that? Okay, all right, okay. Sometimes with friendships like that, you kind of wonder, what is the depth of this friendship? But I think in our relationship with Christ, as we walk with Christ, hopefully it is not superficial enough just to be what I want and what I desire. Hopefully it is deeper than that. Hopefully it is to get to know him, to walk alongside with him, to have him lead us. Hopefully it is for us to abide in him, abide in his teachings, abide in the scriptures that we read. Hopefully it's us listening for the Holy Spirit and what he desires for us to do in that day. Because we don't want to be like that friend. We want to look and emulate this example like Moses or emulate Jesus. But in all of this, I pray that you understand that all that we are reading is God's glory being revealed through Christ. I hope we can see that prophetic word that we're seeing in this text. There's a prophetic utterance that is happening as we read through this text, that someone is being revealed. Even though God is not revealing his face to Moses, we understand that there is a saving, loving Savior named Jesus that revealed and reveals himself to us today. We have to understand, as in verse 19, Moses, God responds, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name. Notice God reveals his glory and his character, his goodness, his mercy, his compassion. God is not this thunderous and fire that he's looking after. He's God to his core with his mercy is what he's seeing. In verse 20, you see that you cannot see my face, for no one can see me and live, because God's holiness is overwhelming. We understand that, and that's why he had to send a Savior for us to reconcile us, understanding that there is a life that we live that cannot be lived perfectly, that could not be lived in the way of holiness of Almighty God. There had to be someone who would come and intercede on our behalf, similar to what Moses is trying to do between the Israelites and God. Jesus has done with us, the whole world, and our Heavenly Father. We understand through the power of the cross, we understand there is now a revelation, not only a revelation, but he has revealed himself in the flesh through his son, Jesus Christ. We understand that through what we read in John 1:14, and it says, "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The glory Moses begged for, we see in Jesus. The glory he asked for, the glory he's begging for, we see in Jesus. We see in the work that Jesus has done. We see in the work that he did. We understand that he continues to live in glory through glory in our lives, that the light of the knowledge of God's glory in the face of Christ, we see it through the face of Christ. Now, I think for us today, when we take a look of the revelation, I pray that every morning we wake up, every day that we walk, every friendship, every encounter that we have, that we don't miss out on the understanding that there has been a revealed Savior to us. And even as Moses was asking for his glory, he was trying to experience something that we potentially can experience every single day of our lives. He was asking for the Israelites something that was only held to him. Now, today, we don't need somebody to go to a tent and appeal for us. Now, the work of the cross has sent us a helper to help us to move in our lives, to walk in our lives. And then there has been this reconciliation to our Heavenly Father, so that we're not begging for other people, that we're not begging for this momentary presence. We get to receive his presence every day, because for those who are in Christ, the Holy Spirit, the great helper, the great comforter, lives inside of you. The one who helped in raising Jesus Christ from the dead, the one who was in the beginning of time, he helped in creating all of what we see today. He lives inside of you, and his presence is available for you every single day, at every single moment, in every single struggle, in every single problem. He is available for you. Amen. He is there for us. It's like electricity. The power is already in your house, but you must flip on the switch, you know? The Spirit, he is present. I think sometimes the question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we connected? Are we connecting? Are we connecting with his Holy Spirit? Are we connecting every day, at every single moment, with the direction that he's calling us to? Are we connecting at work? Are we connecting in our marriages? Are we connecting in our parenting? Are we connecting at school for those who are students? Are we connecting with what the Holy Spirit is leading us into? Are we connecting? You see, Moses shows us the gifts of God are empty without the presence of God, you see. We see that if we have a job, if we have a family, if we have these resources that we so long for, it could end up being non-satisfying if we don't invite God into our lives, in our daily expression, in our daily life. And when I say invite, I'm not saying, Lord, you're invited now, so do your thing. No, hopefully it is, Lord, I need you today. I need you today. I long to get to know you today. I need to see you today and hear your voice today. When I read the scriptures, when I'm reading through the scriptures, hopefully, Holy Spirit, that you can speak to me in the areas that need strengthening. Hopefully, Lord, you can encourage me in the areas I need encouragement. Help me to be a bold witness, O God, to the things into this world that truly, absolutely needs you right now. But we have to stay connected. If I can be so bold and just say it straight with you, can I be straight with you? They made fun of me because when I take off my glasses, they thought that I was going to start preaching. I may start preaching in just a moment as I'm in Africa, but really, I just needed to take off my glasses. It's not for effect at all. I just want to make sure we're clear on that because I knew somebody's going to make fun of me for that. But if I'm going to shoot straight with you, you wouldn't leave your house without your phone. You wouldn't leave your house without your keys. Why would you leave your house without getting in the presence of God? Why would you leave without seeking His presence? Why would you leave without connecting with Him and seeing how He would lead you for the day? If I'm being straight with you, there's a lot of us who are tempted to live into that moment and live into that place. This is not to make us feel bad, but hopefully it's just a reassurance that we need to connect because He's available for you and He's available for me every single day at every single moment. You can connect with Him anytime. And as so many distractions are out there, as so many things are out there that may try to have us move a different direction, I pray that we are strengthened to connect with Him. And why is that? Why? Well, we are living in tense times. Can I say that? We're living in tense times politically. Culturally, there's family tensions, political tensions, cultural tensions, tensions in this world. But before we step into the tension, before we step into the conflict, before we step into the noise of this world, take a moment to connect with the Lord. Seek His face. Ask the Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you have me do today? How would you have me speak today? How would you have me live today? Because if you move without Him, you are going to carry the stress. You are going to carry the pain. You are going to carry the tension of this world. You're going to carry the struggle if you're not allowing Him to lead you and get into His presence and allow Him to guide you through this tense world right now. As a matter of fact, when we speak towards something and not having the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us, and correct us maybe in certain ways, we are offering ourselves up to that tense situation. We all need to be careful with that. Whether it is in social media, whether it is in our family situations, we must be listening to what His Holy Spirit is saying to us. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Don't move without Him. Because if we move without Him, we carry that tension. But if you move with Him, you'll get to receive that rest that He talks about to Moses. He gives that clarity that I'm there. I am with you right now. That there is a faithful calling from God Himself to the people. I will give you rest, meaning that you will not rest in concern or the tension. You'll rest in God. As you seek after Him, and hear me on this, as you seek after Him, you'll grow more confident that when you abide in Him, He abides in you. As you walk with Him, He walks with you. As you draw near to Him, He draws near to you. As you seek Him, as you speak to Him, He speaks to you. As you surrender to Him, He strengthens you. As you lean on Him, He carries you. As you trust in Him, He provides for you. And as you obey in Him, He will guide you. And as you pursue God, you will find that He has been pursuing you all the days of your life because He wants to get to know you. He wants to know you. He longs to know you. The question for us is, are we wanting to stay connected to what He is calling us to do? When we go on mission, I pray that you're not going on mission because it's just a good idea or just to help you feel good. Hopefully you've connected with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is saying, go! When you're going to the schools or whenever you're going to work, wherever you're going, hopefully the Holy Spirit is leading you with His boldness and His power and His strength and His comfort and His teaching. Hopefully he's leading you in those areas because we need him every day. Hopefully we are inviting him. And if today you're not inviting him, today is the reminder to invite him. See, whatever season you find yourself in, don't go into that next season of your life without him. Don't step into certain relationships or friendships without being in his presence. Some of us need to hear this word, and it's full of faith, but it sounds crazy to the context of this world. But sometimes following God sounds crazy, right? But sometimes we may need to hold off on taking that promotion and seek his presence and see what he has available and what he's teaching us before we jump into things. For some of us, it's not taking on the sin that we're dealing with or struggling with alone, without being in his presence. And as I get ready to close, I really want us to hear this. We don't just chase the promises. Don't just chase the achievements. Don't just chase the things that you know he can give you without getting into his presence. And even when you are in his presence and he decides to bless you with something, don't forget about him. Continually invite him. Seek his face. Ask, Holy Spirit, what would you want me to do with this gift, this opportunity that you have now given to me? For some of us, some of us have stood at a distance between God and the desires of our heart. We have sought those things, the achievements, more than we are pursuing the Lord. And I know sometimes I pray that we can find encouragement in this word. I hope you don't feel super convicted, but I will admit to you that as I was writing through this, I was like, Lord, couldn't I talk about something else? But it is something that I personally need to hear as well. That we can get caught up into this environment that has so many resources, so many activities. We can say yes to another thing without asking, Lord, is this the right thing? And I understand that we have personal intellect. There are certain things in our lives that we feel that we can do automatically without asking God. But what if we took a moment just to ask the Lord, or to invite the Lord into the scenarios of our life? We have to understand there's good news in all of this, even for some of us who are living at a distance. There's somebody by the name of Jesus that wants to get to know some of you who are living at a distance right now. He's been pursuing you, and maybe you have never asked him to be Lord and Savior of your life, but I'm just here to share with you today might be that day. Some of us are carrying stress, carrying decisions, burdens, we're moving in this life, and sometimes we may not be pursuing who he is in the midst of it all. Some of us have decided to chase the promises, but not his presence. But hopefully we can hear from a message like this that his spirit dwells within you. And hopefully we can't take another step without him. If you're stepping into a new season and need his leading, I'm going to make available these altars to you. If you want to know what we experienced in Uganda, we experienced people who were receptive, and I'm not saying that you're not receptive. I'm just saying people who weren't scared to come to the front and say, God, I need you. I need you today. You want to know what we experienced? Yeah, we experienced people who were fervently pursuing God. Yeah, the situations look differently. They're different in many ways. But it was the heart posture that we saw that was so unique. And as we pray, and I want to make sure everybody here knows that we as a staff, we as a team, are unashamedly praying for revival here at Legacy Church. That He wake up the souls of those who may be quieted. That He may deliver from pain and issues and struggle those who are walking through it. That He would begin to redeem the lives of those who do not know who Jesus Christ is as Lord and Savior, whether they're in your family, whether they're friends or coworkers, whoever they may be, that revival would begin to happen. But my prayer today is that we stay connected. So wherever your heart posture is, I'm going to call upon you to pursue. I'm not going to close in a closing prayer because that closing prayer is going to be left for you. I will be up here ready to pray for any person who needs prayer. But don't leave without connecting, asking the Lord, how would you have me live this week? How would you have me be this week? Or, I need you, Lord. I need you in my life. I need you to be king. I need you to be savior of my life. I need you to, I need you. I want to get to know you today.